Hello.
Hello.
How's everybody doing? How are
Good.
you doing?
Good. Happy Sunday. It's a long weekend, so I'm
I
excited.
know.
Even though I'm still working tomorrow, I'm still excited.
You're excited for working?
Well, it's a slower day tomorrow, so it's not going to be anything crazy.
I'm so off with my days, but that's cool. So that means people are off then, a lot of people.
That's what means when you're not working. You tend to lose track of days and holidays.
Yeah, I'm
Doesn't
not.
apply to you.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fine.
Ooh, hey, Sylvia, welcome back. New
Yes,
host for today.
today we have Dana hosting for today.
Good news, and we have Sylvia and Eddie and Gary and Matthew. All the guys left. All the guys are like
Girls'
out playing
night.
golf today.
So ladies, it's ladies' day today.
Yes. So we could share whatever we want.
Yeah, without filtering.
Yep. That's true, like we always did. So
That's
anyone
true.
have some good news or good moments to share today?
Yes, actually, I do have some bread to share. Seattle bakers donated over 1,300 loaves of bread to local food bank.
Nice.
Yeah, so someone homemade these breads in Seattle, and she just donated them. She
Look
said,
really good.
"Yeah,
Who is this sunshine?
sunshine."
Sunshine?
Oh, sunshine is Matthew. Matthew's coming on.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't recall a sunshine ever joining us. No. Okay.
Yeah, his name is Sunshine.
Aww.
Wow, that's a lot of bread.
Yeah.
Yeah, 1,300 loaves of bread donated, and it's so sweet. And
Yeah.
I love that she put her sticker on it. She's cooking at home.
Yes.
So since the pandemic happened, people have been baking at home more. And with that, she just decided, hey, why not donate to the food bank? People are hungry out there. She said it's just flour, salt, and yeast,
It
and
actually
water.
takes a lot of skill to bake bread. So if she's mastered it, then that's great.
Yeah, I think her company is called Bread Bakers Community Loaves.
Nice.
Yeah, Six Harvest Bread Baker Community Loaves. She donated to HopeLink. It's a food bank around Seattle. She said that in her childhood, her baba, I don't know who her baba is, her baba, her grandma used to make the best homemade bread out there. So now she's giving back to the community by
So she's
baking.
sharing her family recipe.
I don't know if she shared it, but she's just baking and
Like
donating.
sharing it in a way that she's giving the bread out is what I meant. Not like actually giving out the recipe, but
Yeah.
it's like a hand-me-down from family.
Yeah, I like that because when a family member has a recipe, it's good to share with your kids so that they can keep going and going.
Right.
And that's what she's doing.
Nice. And
Props
that's
to
just
her.
one small oven that she's working out of.
Yeah,
Imagine how
one.
many hours it took her to like make all the bread.
Yeah, bread take a long time. I mean, I bought a bread maker years ago and it took 4 hours to make one bread.
And
And it's like a little container thing. It's a small loaf of bread. But I'm pretty sure she has she does the old fashioned, like what she's doing right now. She's just popping in trays in her conventional oven. Yeah, we have like one little bread maker and it takes so long. I don't even know if yeah.
it's worth it because after I take it out, it's still, if it doesn't, sometimes it doesn't cook all the way properly. I'm like, oh, it didn't mix all of the flour and the yeast. So
Yeah.
sometimes like it's better to just make it in the oven.
Yeah, what is the point of a bread maker? Like, does it make it like in that mold or how, what's the point of that?
It makes it in that mold and it makes the
Oh. bread actually. It does
Huh.
all the kneading. You don't have to do the kneading
Oh,
basically.
it does
It does
all of them.
everything. Yeah.
Okay.
The pounding, you hear it and it's like shaking.
It's like that roti maker that's like $1,000. It does
Roti-matic.
everything for you.
That was our last podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Roti-matic.
Yes.
But I agree that I like to do it like hand, I definitely think that that's experience.
It's therapeutic to do that.
Yeah, just you know, the soft dough in your hand and you're pounding it sometimes, yeah. You know, to get that.
When I'm doing my teletherapy sessions, my dad comes over and he's like, oh, let me make lunch. And I was like, no, I need the break away from the computer screen. So I'd rather, you know, spend like an hour cooking than just sitting around watching TV or something. Because it is, it's a nice little break away from everything else that you need to do.
Yeah.
Hi, Matthew. Sunshine. He's out in outer space. He left Earth a long time ago.
Yeah, he wants to be in peace and meditation. He's on gone. What is it, yeah. Saturn? He went to Saturn.
Saturn, yep. Why, don't boys go to Jupiter?
Don't they go to Mars?
No, you know the saying, boys go to Jupiter to get more stupider.
We were going to have a girls' day, Matthew. You ruined it. I'm kidding.
All right, I'm out of here. No, I'm going back to Saturn.
No, blast off
into space.
See, I decided to pick a planet that's a little more enlightening and more peaceful.
Mm-hmm. Picked a lively planet. Don't bring Corona to Saturn.
That's just me on this planet.
That's it?
That's the best company I can have is myself.
All right, guys, speaking of self-care, we'll segue into this. I don't know if I think Cindy touched upon like an article like this a while back, or was it last week? Everything is like a blur. But people took a survey, a poll that says what is, you know, self-care to them and what they've been doing during the pandemic, because now we're officially a year in. So a lot of people said that they go to spas, 41%. And then 36% said that they get manicures and pedicures. 34% said that they get haircuts. And then some of them just said like laying in a bathtub is therapeutic. Some of them said exercise. So a lot of people are out there getting, you know, some sort of self-care, whatever it may be, to keep the stress level low. A lot of people having more me time. What does this part say? A third of Americans would be willing to move, sell a personal belonging, and even give up their favorite food for more of it. Yeah.
That's sweet.
So a lot of self-care. What is this? In 2020, the average person only had 65 minutes per week dedicated to self-care. That's very little. Imagine like all the hours in a week and we only give ourselves an hour out of the entire week.
I don't understand though, because 2020, a lot of people were home due to the pandemic.
But they were probably working from home stressing about working or stressing about paying bills. So they really didn't have the time or the opportunity to take care of themselves.
So. Yeah. Self-care is important. I think people should do that every day, actually.
Yeah. Over here, it has some results. More than 2/3 feel more productive after doing the self-care and happier after taking time out for themselves. Yeah. Research also suggests some things are best experienced in person. Mm-hmm. So some are waiting for the pandemic to kind of slow down so that way they can go out and do some more salon-like things.
I do miss it.
Yeah. It says here businesses who provide self-care activities should be conscious of safety measures. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So like salons and hair places, they should take proper precautions.
Yeah. I went to a spa and they sprayed under my feet, like the sneakers that I was wearing. They sprayed it. And they also made me wash my hands and wear the mask.
Yeah. When I go to get my eyebrows done, they sanitize the chair right before I sit on it. So they have like this big steamer that they steam it with before you sit down.
That's really nice.
Yeah. Yeah. So it feels okay. I mean, it feels like everyone's really making sanitizing like a lifestyle now rather than like a precaution. So everyone's just used to it.
Yes.
Which is good. We all walk into a place, we sanitize our hands, we leave the place. In a way, it's good.
Yeah. Yeah. I used to do that before Corona. I used to have my little sanitizer every time.
Me too.
It was just
a habit.
I had
to do it for work. So yeah. Got used to it. Meditating is also on there.
I tried meditating once, but I get lazy. But, you know, I think meditating is really good.
Yeah.
I want to make it a habit.
Yep. Talking to a therapist is also one of them.
Ooh.
On the bottom. Decorating and cleaning. So I'm going to get to rearrange my furniture. So that's going to be therapeutic in itself. But it's time.
Yeah, it's time. Home hair treatments. That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
The spa like is really
deep important. Conditioning your hair. I was reading a lot of people are doing that now, like deep conditioning their hair. So they like watch TV, they deep condition their hair, they eat some ice cream.
Mm. Yep. Yeah. My self-care is during dinner where I watch a show on Netflix. That's my self-care.
Nice.
Yeah. It makes me happy.
Yeah. I like to go out for walks. I try to take like a 30-minute walk a day just to like get some fresh air. Especially on weekdays at the end of the day. So
yeah,
it helps.
That's good. Yeah.
What does everyone else do for self-care? Matthew, Sylvia?
Mm-hmm. I just like to create music, listen to music. Music is care for me.
What's your instrument?
Guitar and any electronic beat making thing, I guess. It's therapy, I guess you could say.
Yeah, no, definitely. It's just to have your hands on that, you know, guitar strings. It's a good thing. There's Cindy playing the guitar or something. She's doing it.
She looks like one of those Mexican flamenco dancers. Yeah,
mariachi. The little symbols on your hands, right?
You got the little clicking. Get the little clams to click as you're doing it.
I need a sombrero.
Yes. You need like one of those like red dresses that you could like shake and spin in.
Oh, yes. Dancing is definitely stress relieving.
That's real. That's true.
Yeah, fun. Mm-hmm. Red dress.
Blowing everywhere.
Yeah.
And when it gets warmer, some gardening. Gardening would be nice too.
That's yours, right?
Yeah, I'm going to start that early this year. Last year, I was really late. So this year, I'm going to start early.
Oh, the hope the weather is good, because every time I try to garden the natural way, just plant a seed outside and put some water and have the regular sun just hit it and grow, it just dies. It doesn't survive. Like, because all of a sudden, there's a hurricane. All of a sudden, there's a rainstorm. All of a sudden, I don't know, the sun didn't come out. So now I have a hydroponic garden. And so for my birthday, Cindy got me like three little seeds. Like it comes with like a little condensed potted like soil, and you just put some water in it and fluff it up and put the seeds on it. So I put it next to my hydroponic system because it had a light on it, So it shares the lighting to start growing the plants. I guess that's something I would say is a little therapeutic. I would say something that's not therapeutic, that sounds therapeutic for me, is I oversleep a lot. And they say, oh, sleep is really great. But then I just sleep a lot because I'm like, oh, what am I going to do today? But the one thing I think is very therapeutic for me, at least try to take a walk or go on a treadmill for a bit. I don't know, like exercise really makes me feel better. Like it loosens up my joints, my back feels better because like I'm not sitting all day. I actually get more energy. That's just a self-care thing. I just need to do it more often, you know?
That's good, especially if you have a treadmill at home. That's really nice.
Yeah.
Those kitty shirts.
I know. I was just looking at that, too.
Did you click on that? That
would be everywhere. No.
They probably heard you talking about the kitties on Dana's pajamas, and then Google picked it up and just started showing you kitty stuff.
They really do listen.
No more kitties. Now it's butterflies. Okay. Back to the kitties.
Sylvia, what I was going to say is you can always do the seedlings at home. And then once the plants are big enough, then you plant them outside when the temperature is right. So that's what a lot of like farmers and gardeners do. They start to put the seedlings in now. So that way, by the time spring comes, they're like mature plants and then they won't die as easily.
That's so they
plan on starting like early on.
I mean, if you want to start, you can do it now, like start planting stuff on your windowsill. So the plants I got are like sunflowers, strawberries, and tomatoes. In the hydroponic system, I'm growing dill, basil, and this curly parsley. It's starting to come up. You know, after 2 weeks, I saw some sprouts.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm going to probably do it in a month or so. I have to like mentally prepare for it and then get the soil and all of that. Because I'm doing the nature way. Not the hydro, what is it? Hydro what?
hydroponic gardening.
Hydroponic, no.
Yeah.
I like
fancy. Like you literally set it and forget it, and every 2 weeks you just put a little solution in the in water, and then it just keeps feeding the plant from the bottom up.
So it's like a surprise plant.
forget it. It just grows on its own. It doesn't need any growing medium.
Yeah. Nice.
That's really nice.
Let us know how it works.
Yes. I love the self-care.
Yeah.
Take it off.
I don't know how to turn it off.
I'm like, ding, ding, ding.
You can make a good song out of that, though. It's all looping it.
Matthew, grab your guitar. Make a tune.
I get the sample already. This next thing, I'll just record it, and I'll make a whole entire beat out of it.
That's true. I think last weekend, my computer was chiming because my messages were going. It's really hard to, like, turn off because I have a Mac, so everything is configured on here. My iMessages, my text messages, my WhatsApp messages. Everything just keeps dinging here.
Yeah, I don't know how to turn the notifications off. That's why I keep it muted when I'm not talking and just hope that notifications don't come on when I do talk.
I think there's a way. Yeah,
it's like a walkie-talkie. You know, you have to push the button to like talk. That's how it is on Zoom.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, I definitely think self-care is important. And,
what is that?
She just randomly picks up a rock and starts rubbing it on her face. Self-care.
It's a honey stone. It's so cold and nice.
It's a what stone?
Honey stone.
Oh.
It looks like honey.
I thought it was citron.
Yeah. No, it's some honey stone. I don't know. I got it at the mall and they were just selling it. They said it's always really good to relief and feel good. And like, it does feel so cold and good.
We're all just like watching you rub the honey stone on your face. I recently got like one of those like jade rollerball thingies.
Yes.
And it's really nice. I do it. I've made like a night routine out of it. I put my night cream on and then I roll it on and I put on relaxation music on Pandora. There's a station called Relaxation Music and it has like acoustic versions of like all the nice songs. So all you hear is like the music. So I just do that for like 10 minutes and that's my self-care at night.
I love it.
Wow. Speaking of self-care, I just found out that Puff Daddy released a 25-minute long guided meditation to help you fall asleep.
Puff Daddy? Really?
Puff Daddy. Yeah, P. Diddy. Oh, I just listened to like 25 seconds of the sample. And I'm like, oh my God.
All I expect to hear him say is, yeah. Because that's what he says in every Biggie video. He's like, comes out of nowhere. He's part of Biggie's rapping. He just comes out of nowhere like, yeah.
Can you get a sample, Sylvia, if you have?
Yeah, I just sent it to the group.
Ooh. Can we play it here? Yeah, I want to hear his voice.
I think so. I'll see if you can click on it. There's like a 30 second sample, I think.
Every single day. Uh-huh.
I don't find his voice very like therapeutic, but hey.
Maybe it is though. I mean,
here. Where's my speaker?
It's time to slow down and into a period of deep restorative rest. This is Diddy. Over the next 20 minutes, I'll be guiding you through a meditation that will help you slow down and drift off into the peaceful, restorative sleep that you deserve.
That was it. I can't. I don't think I could sit through that.
This is comical.
I feel like he's gonna bust out into like a tune any minute now. Like I know.
I feel like that's from an episode of Boondocks.
Especially when it said, this is Diddy.
This is Diddy.
I started cracking up when he said, this is Diddy.
Can't take.
Well, you know, I'd say, I guess, like, don't knock until you try it. Maybe it's he's really relaxing.
I wish you put a better sample up, though, because that kind of, like, I don't know. It's very short.
Yeah, I mean, he said it's free, so I don't know if you can find it on, you can find it.
Hey Diddy, if you're listening, make it free.
Yes, please make it free for us.
Probably on Spotify, so he makes advertisement money.
Oh, I'm looking. I'm reading the reviews. Some people like it, some people don't. It really depends on if you like his voice. Because someone was like, because of his notoriety, they couldn't take him seriously. Right? Like, they're glad it was a free book. Otherwise, they'd want a refund.
Yeah.
You never heard Diddy talk about meditation. Now he's able to create a book and probably got paid on something. I'm not sure he understands or believes in the practice. Oh my God.
Capitalizing.
But some people say this is the best guided meditation. He's definitely multi-talented. His voice soothing and articulate, and his instructions are almost hypnotic with smooth transitions. Okay. So I guess it's like, it really is black or white. Like when I'm looking at the reviews, it's either all 5-star or all 1-star. So I'm like, okay, nothing really in between.
I think it's going to be a good one because I think people who know him is going to say it's negative because they know him. I think we should just forget it's Diddy.
Right?
He announces it's Diddy though. You can't forget it when he announced it. This is Diddy.
This is so funny. Someone said the voice is not relaxing at all. All night I had dreams about Tupac and Biggie Smalls, if you know what I'm talking about. What?
Oh, no.
Oh my goodness.
That's hypnotic, right? Hypnosis, when you do that.
Not the right person for a sleep meditation. But a lot of people loved it. So if you're one of those people, you never know if you'll be one of those people that actually really love it. Mm-hmm.
I just keep on thinking of the cover song that he did for Biggie when he died now, in my head.
Me too.
Every breath you take.
Oh, yeah. So he started, it's kind of hard when you're lying down. That's how he started.
Kind of hard when you're not around. No. Those are the words, not when you're lying
down. Kind of hard when you're lying down.
Cindy and her remix. You know what? He should use that. That's a suggestion.
Yes.
Kind of hard when you're lying down.
You need to take some deep
breaths now.
Oh yeah, I love that.
Taking deep breaths
and
now.
Segue in now.
Every night I pray for you. Till the day that we meet again. In my heart is where I keep a friend.
Memories, thoughts take remain in your brain.
Wow.
Oh my God, awesome.
There are some suggestions for Diddy.
Or we can remake it.
Yeah. Our version of Relaxation.
Like the Weird Al Yankovic, the smallest tribute meditation version.
And then I can put my version of the smell the flowers and blow the candles in it. For the little ones.
Yes.
Oh, man. We'll call it the Good News Meditation. Good News Guided Meditation. Close your eyes and think of only good news.
Think of the good news.
Think of the Good News crew.
All the breads.
All the self-care.
All the self-care. All the cats being saved.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And also...
Did
she freeze?
Cindy looks like she's signaling aliens right now. They're coming in from Saturn.
She wants to meet you in Saturn. You should have picked her up, Matt.
I should have.
Maybe they have Verizon internet up there.
So I just got abducted.
Uh-oh. I see that.
Glad you're back.
Thank you. It was a scary experience.
Did they implant you with a chip?
I think so. I saw it in my face.
I think you're sharing your screen with this article.
Yes, I am.
Okay. Going to the Waffle House.
Going to the Waffle House article. Basically, we had the NFL football season, and a lot of people play bettings on the fantasy... what was it called? The fantasy league? Fantasy football league. So this guy, Michael Carsley... lost basically in the football league against his friends. His penalty was to eat as many waffles he can throughout the day. The minimum waffles he could eat is 20. He tried. He went to this waffle house and he ordered 7 waffles at a time. He just kept eating and he only completed 18 waffles. He was just really full because waffles are very thick. The waitress didn't know that he was in this challenge. She would have made him thinner waffles, but she didn't know, so he ate those thick waffles. And in the end, he was asking for donations for the server. He ended up with $1,000 donation to the server. He gave her the donation at the end of the waffle eating, belly stuffing incident, and she was so happy. She was floored. Apparently, that with that money, she was able to book a trip to Bangladesh to see her mom after so long. She didn't get to see her mom and family in Bangladesh. And it's pretty heartwarming. $1,000 could take you somewhere far, literally. He actually raised $1,040 and gave it to her. So I thought that was sweet. It's fun playing these games with your friends, and if you lose, you know, you get these little consequences. But then he added on a donation, which made it even more worthwhile. He said it just donations kept on coming. $100, $200. People were so generous. See, look at him struggling from all those waffles. I would definitely struggle eating those waffles.
Those waffles are big, too. They're like the size of a plate at the Waffle House. They're
Waffle House, yeah.
Pretty big waffles.
You've had them?
Yeah. When I was in Florida, I ate at the Waffle House.
Yeah.
I try to go every opportunity I get. They're really good, though. And they're greasy. Yeah.
I don't know.
Do they have chicken and waffles?
They have fried chicken, too. Oh,
okay. Mm-hmm. But that's like a thing.
Yeah. It's a Southern thing.
I had waffles and Dingy's, but I don't think I ever had Waffle House.
You never had Waffle House? They have it outside of New York, like PA, Connecticut, those types of places.
Never had it.
Yeah, I tried fried chicken, waffle with gravy.
Not all three together. Not with the gravy on top of the waffle. Is it good?
It's an acquired taste, I feel, but it's so bad for you. You feel like your heart's going to explode.
Exactly. That's what I thought, because I had their biscuit and stuff, and, like, it was so greasy. Like, even their chicken's very, like, everything's really, like, oily. But it's good, though. It's comfort food.
Yeah.
And it's
cheap. It definitely puts you to sleep.
Yeah.
Tryptophan to the max.
Yeah.
So his tab was $49. That's not bad. $49
for 18 waffles. Yeah, that's cheap.
Yeah, I think it was a special. It has to be.
No, Waffle House is cheap. My friend and I, we ate brunch there, and I think it was like $20 for $20 or $25 for the both of us, including tip. Oh. So it was like roughly like 10 and change per person. So.
Yeah, you're outside of New York too, so
exactly. Yeah.
They feed you good down south.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's really cool. So I'm just so happy that he ended up doing the donations thing. 90 people donated, which equals $1,000. And she just really jumped for joy.
Yeah.
She never thought that this would ever happen to her. $1,000 tip.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, I found a story about a cat that was blind and feral, and they tried, there was, here it is. His name is Floyd Mayweather. Now that's what he's known as. So this cat was like stumbling around on the street, and people noticed that it would like stick against the wall and walk, but they couldn't figure out why. So I think we spoke about the TNR, Trap, Neuter, and Release program here a few weeks ago, about how you trap, you know, stray cats, you neuter them, and then you put them back into the same environment that they came from, so that way they don't reproduce and overpopulate the streets. So that's what this specific company was doing. And they came across this blind cat that they had trapped, and they realized they couldn't release it back because then it would pretty much just like run into cars or something like that and possibly die. So they put him in a foster care home, and it turns out that the feral cat turned out to be a very friendly cat and was later adopted. And now he's got, this is him, comfortably sunbathing on a bed, which you would never expect for a feral to do, because usually they're like hiding or scratching people. They're not used to seeing people. So this was nice. So someone adopted, the 45-year-old person adopted, paralegal, this little cat, and now he's got a brother.
Super sweet.
Yeah, and both of these are rescue. Let me see what the brother's... Oh, the brother's name is Sugar Ray Leonard. So Floyd and Sugar Ray Leonard are both happy in homes.
Yeah.
and cared for. And again, these people also received a lot of donations to keep the upkeep of, you know, medical bills and things like that for the cats. So people coming together to help each other out. That always helps. Nice to see. Yeah. Because they could have easily euthanized this cat and, you know, called it a day, but no, they gave it, you know, another opportunity. So now they're all big boys. Look at them, just sunbathing. Aww. Happy.
So sweet.
Living out the rest of their lives. Yeah.
Aw, look at the big smiles on her face.
Yeah.
Matthew's parents have a blind cat, actually. And it's so sweet for them to take care of the cat.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's adorable. Difficult, right? To, like, take care of, you know?
Yeah,
like, an animal with a disability like that, because they really can't see and they only use their sense of smell. So the way they trapped this cat is like through a can of tuna, and they lured it into the cage, and then that's how the cat immediately went in and started to eat the tuna, and they took the cat in and gave it the proper surgery and stuff that it needed.
Aww.
Yeah,
that's really adorable. Yeah. I love that, you know, every animal you know is precious.
Yeah. And then these cats, like, they get into, like, these fights outside. That's probably why he lost his vision, from fights outside. So that's why trap, neuter, and release is very important, especially in the city.
There's a stomach flu that cats get that basically makes their eyes melt.
Oh, really?
That's what happened to the kitten that my mom and them have. Basically, your body gets so hot that basically... Or your mucus melts, so your eyes suddenly melt out of your head. It's gruesome, but
Was your cat an indoor cat, or was it an outdoor cat that you adopted?
The one that my parents had was, we found it outside. We did the same thing, can of tuna and put it into a cage. It went right in.
Matthew caught it.
That's how it went blind, though. The doctor says a certain stomach virus. It's very easy to cure if they're sick. But if it's not treated for like 3 weeks, that's what ends up happening, the end result. Aww. And you lose your teeth, too.
Ouch.
So it only has like the two front teeth. That's, it doesn't have the back teeth at all.
Aww. So the cat that your parents or you found was like that before? He was blind before you got him, or he
yeah.
was blind after, before? Yeah.
We found out he was blind when same exact story with the tuna fish, essentially. We found out it was blind. We just saw this cat in front of the house.
Poor thing, yeah.
And we realized it couldn't see.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't know, right? Yeah.
It's so sweet. His parents are really caring for the blind cat.
Like, yeah.
Very sweet of them. They really care about the cat. And the cat always feels cold. The cat always goes to the heater and puts its paws on it. It looks cute. It's always on heat. It's on the TV, you know, where the heat is on. And, you know.
And your parents take the cat wherever they go, right? Because he was in Montauk last time we were there.
We can actually move around surprisingly very well, considering it can't see. It can hear and it can smell. And
yeah.
It doesn't really crash into things. It doesn't need a wall. It figures out everything. I don't know how.
Maybe familiar places.
Or maybe like partial vision too. Maybe he sees like shadows and stuff too.
That's what maybe a sonar, I think. I don't know if they have that ability. Because when you lose one sense, you supposedly heighten other senses.
Yeah. But the sonar would only work if he's like constantly meowing, and then you can hear it like
that's true. Walls. I don't know. I've seen him climb up and down things with no problem.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah. But if he gets startled, he basically crashes into things. Mm. But if he's like not startled, he walks just fine.
Yeah. That's awesome. Maybe your cat used to be feral too.
Yeah, kind of. I don't know. My cat, I think, was owned by somebody previously and just decided, well, I'm moving to you, with you guys now.
Yeah, so. Switched homes. Nice. Yeah.
Awesome. So this was a great episode.
I don't know what the heck that is, but...
It looks like you're putting up gang signs. There we go.
Oh, yeah.
That's the P. Diddy sign.
There you go. I don't know. There you go, West Side. Got the West Side symbols.
Good news, monster tag gangs now. But guys, I have to run. They're here.
All right, have a
good weekend.
Good weekend, next everybody.
Sunday.
Thank you.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.